The Lifestyle Show, presented by Selena McKenzie.
Now, Ian Bradley is joining us now to talk to about his book called The Last Enchanted Places, Spa Towns of Europe. Great to have you joining us, Ian.
Very good to be with you, Selena.
So, what's the interest in spas? I believe you've been fascinated by them since you were a child.
Yes, I grew up near Tunbridge Wells in Kent, and I was always fascinated by this bubbling water coming out deep red in that case, because it's full of iron, and the whole mystery of this hot and thermal mineral-rich water coming up through the ground has fascinated me. And then the whole culture that grew up around spa towns, the pump rooms, the bathing etiquettes and routines, all the gambling that used to come. They were really the first holiday resorts in Europe.
Yeah, that must have been fascinating. Was it really a deep red colour?
Yes, iron red water. I mean, spa water, of course, comes with all sorts of different minerals. Sulfur, which is very smelly. Iron, which is deep red. And then things like lithium and barium, all of which are supposed to have great therapeutic properties, particularly in continental Europe, where doctors would say, you know, they can cure you or help cure you from all sorts of ailments. But yes, the red water you find in iron-rich spas right across Europe.
And what about the history? I'm guessing that long, long, long ago, spas began, spa towns.
Absolutely. The Romans really discovered them because the Roman legionaries, of course, coming up from Italy, which was nice and warm, came into North Europe, and they were absolutely delighted when they discovered these natural warm thermal springs in places like Bath and Baden-Baden and Vichy. So they really put the whole idea of mineral water on the map. The first spa is actually the town of Spa in Belgium, which was developed early in the Middle Ages and gave its name to spas right across Europe. But they flourished in the Middle Ages, and then particularly with the rise of the medical profession in the 16th and 17th century, doctors come to classify the mineral content of the water and prescribe all sorts of cures involving drinking and bathing.
And I know you've written and broadcast about spas for years across Europe, but in this book, you just take 13 of them?
That's right. 7 in Britain, and then about 10 in continental Europe, and most of the continental ones in German-speaking countries. Apart from Spa, which I've mentioned, which is obviously French-speaking, I focus on Germany, Austria, Switzerland, the Czech Republic, where the whole concept of Der Kur, as they call it in German, is still very, very strong, and you could still go and take a prescribed cure for several weeks.
And have you been to each one? Have you been to all these 13?
Yes, absolutely. I've been to all the ones that I mention, often several times, actually. And there are a lot of others that I just couldn't put in the book that I visited. Yes, I mean, I've been obsessed with spas for more than 50 years. So I've visited lots of them all around Europe. Yes.
There must be a book number 2 and possibly book number 3 in you.
Well, I don't think so. I'm getting a bit old now. I think probably this is my last word on spas. So,
bless you. I'm sure it's not. And 7 of the 13 have been given the UNESCO World Heritage status.
That's right. And this is principally for their architecture. Places like Bath, Baden-Baden and Bad Ems in Germany, Baden bei Wien in Austria, and Karlovy Vary and Mariánský Lázně in the Czech Republic all have these wonderful buildings, largely dating from the 18th and 19th centuries, when they were visited by royalty, emperors, aristocracy, artists, writers, and they've preserved this wonderful heritage, and that's why UNESCO has given them this special cultural heritage. There are others, which I don't mention in the book, which also have it, but they're some of the principal ones, yes.
And as you say, there's some beautiful architecture. Are there photographs in your book as well?
There are indeed. There are over 30 photos of springs, the waters coming up, of pump rooms, of baths, some of the old baths, of some of the casinos, because gambling became very popular in spas, theatres, the beautiful gardens, Kurparks, as they're known in Germany. They're wonderful places to relax, obviously full of fountains and rivers, but lots of photographs of Kurparks, and an extraordinary photograph of Kneipp, Sebastian Kneipp. Some of your listeners may know of Kneipp therapies, which are still very popular in German-speaking countries. Kneipp was a Catholic priest who reckoned you could cure just about everything by squirting jets of cold water. And I've got a wonderful picture of him directing a jet of cold water at the posterior of a German baron.
sounds like more like torture to me, that does.
It does, yes. Well, I can tell you, those I've had a week of those treatments. They are rather like torture, yes. But no pain, no gain, they would say.
And are there 13 chapters then? Is there a chapter on each place?
There's a chapter on each place, yes. And what I do is I talk about the history, anecdotes. I talk about the treatments that you can get there. Wherever possible, I've sampled some of the treatments. And then I have five suggestions as to what people should do if they go to that spa. And one moment of enchantment, which expresses for me a kind of enchanted experience that I had in this particular spa town.
Can you give us some examples, for example, of one of the enchanted experiences?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, let's take Bad Ischl in Austria, which is one of my favourite spa towns. Now, I'd have two enchanted experiences there. One would be eating extremely calorific cream cakes at Café Sauna, which is on the Esplanade, listening to the Cure Quartet playing the waltzes of Lehar and Strauss, who both lived there for quite a long time. The other one in Bad Ischl would actually be a free experience, simply sitting in the Kurpark for one of their wonderful concerts. If we go to Bath in England, it would be actually looking down on the mysterious steamy waters, green waters with steam bubbling up, which were thought to be where the goddess, the old Celtic goddess who seemed to preside over the waters, was said to dwell. So that would be another enchanted experience.
And there's a few, aren't there, in Bath?
There are several spas, and Bath is somewhere where you can now still take the waters. You can drink the waters in the pump room. For some time you couldn't because there were various bacterial issues, but they've been sorted out. And you can now swim in the naturally warm thermal water in Bath Thermi Spa, which has a wonderful open air rooftop spa. You can lie in the water, wallowing in the wonderful water, looking out over the rooftops of Bath. Yes.
And can you give us an amusing anecdote from one of them?
Yes, well, let's stick with Bath. This is amusing and also slightly disgusting. the Bath waters were notorious for getting rather dirty because all sorts of people would go in with various skin complaints. But also, people, believe it or not, would actually chuck in dead cats and dogs into the bath to sort of disturb the bathers. So there are some pretty unpleasant accounts of bathing in Bath in the 16th and 17th century. Yes.
So
there's a lot in my book of some rather alarming experiences that bathers had to put up with.
And any useful tips? Carry on.
Well, useful tips, yeah. Yes. I mean, don't drink too much water. I was going to say Llandrindod Wells, a lovely little spa town in Wales that I'm very fond of, had 70 lavatories erected next to the pump room because they prescribed 30 or 40 glasses of water a morning. So you need to make sure that you've got a WC not too far away if you start drinking the water, because some of it can go through you pretty quickly, yes. Yeah. And also be careful you don't mix your waters. In Karlovy Vary in the Czech Republic, there are very strict notices saying only drink from one spa. Don't go round as I have, taking a bit of this and a bit of that. Could end up with rather severe diarrhea if you do that.
Oh, if you mix the different waters, really?
You mix the waters. They've all got very strong, you know, chemical elements,
yeah.
And you shouldn't really mix them up. You should really ought to follow medical advice if you're on a spa like that. But it's probably all right to drink one water. But if you start mixing them up, it might not be great for your intestines. It's not going to do any serious damage, but to be avoided if possible, I think.
Definitely, that is a top tip. Well, the book is the result of a fascinating, amusing and informative survey of these last enchanted places. The book is called The Last Enchanted Places, Spa Towns of Europe, and it's by Ian Bradley, who we're chatting to now. Ian, I wish you lots of luck with the book and I hope your cold gets better.
Thank you very much, Selina. I need a spa cure, actually.
You do. You do.
Scotland. Where
oh, bless you. That must be cold. Oh, you yes. Take care. I've learnt a lot. Thank you so much.
Lovely to chat to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.